The Writing Room is a space for authors to exchange positive ideas, professional advice, and motivation. In our podcast series, you'll find interviews with authors, publishing professionals, and wider industry contacts about writing, publishing, top tips, and best practice. In this episode, we did a quickfire Q&A session with Avace Khan about his publication journey, the querying process, and his top advice for other authors. Avace Khan is the author of the critically acclaimed In the Company of Strangers and No Honor. Please, can you introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Avace Khan, and I am the author of In the Company of Strangers and No Honor. In addition to being an author, I'm also the founding director of the Writing Institute, and I teach creative writing to people both in Pakistan and outside of Pakistan at very affordable rates. I'm represented by Annette Crossland at If Authors Agency, and I am published by Hira Books, Simon & Schuster, and Orenda Books. It's great to be here today, and thank you so much for having me.
What was your journey to publication?
I think authors all over the world will be able to relate to the fact that it is super hard to get published. But as a Pakistani author, I think it's even more difficult. Pakistan is a country of over 220 million people, so let that sink in for a second or two. And we don't have any literary agents. None. We don't have any of the big five either. We don't have any mainstream publishers. Not a single mainstream publishers. We do have a few indies here and there, but nothing mainstream. Initially, what happened was that a lot of Pakistani authors would get published in India because India has the offices of the big five there. But ever since the trade ban happened in 2019, even that avenue has sort of dried up for Pakistani authors. But my journey to publication began way back, much before the trade ban. I started writing my novel In the Company of Strangers in 2012 when I took the Faber Academy 6-month online novel writing course, and my life literally changed. Because like I said, since there are no publishers or any literary agents in Pakistan, likewise, we don't really have any creative writing programs here as well. And because of that, I never really got a chance to study creative writing. So when I saw the advertisement for the Faber Academy course, I was like, you know, this sounds like the answer to all my dreams. And I haven't looked back since. I went ahead and I wrote my book. I finished writing In the Company of Strangers in 2013, but it wasn't until 2019 that it was actually published. So that might tell you a little bit about how hard the process is. I worked on the novel. I edited it with a very good editor, Hazel Orm, for a couple of years. And then I started submitting to agents in 2015, 2016. And I didn't sign up with an agent until 2017 because I had about 60 turndowns. Annette Crossland was the first one to offer me representation. And I took her offer. And I haven't looked back since. But it wasn't until 2019 that, actually December 2018, that we got a deal for In the Company of Strangers. And then in July 2019, it first came out in the UK, and then it came out in South Asia. And then the rest is history, as they say.
You signed with a literary agency in 2017. How did you approach the querying? And what advice would you give to others looking for an agent?
Yes, it's true that I signed up with a literary agent in 2017. For me, querying was a soul-destroying process, but it can be a beautiful process too. For many authors, it can be really beautiful and they sign up with a big agent immediately and all of that. But I think for the most part, a lot of authors would be able to relate to the fact that it is a tough process and it takes time, and you need to have a very, very thick skin in order to survive that. So persistence is key. My advice to authors looking for agents at the moment is that make sure you do your research on the agent. Make sure that you give them show them that you've given them some time. So if you do your research, if the agent sees that, you know, you've properly done your research on them and that you've looked them up properly and seen what else they represent and all of that, then they will also give you their time, because it's kind of like a two-way street. So that would be my advice, that agents are human beings as well. So be kind to them, and instead of sending a blanket email to a bunch of agents, take it like five, six agents at a time and see what they say. And that way you'll also have some room to, incorporate any critical feedback that you might get. So, yeah.
As well as being an author, you also run writing courses through the Writing Institute. What is the one piece of advice you always give to budding authors?
Yes, the Writing Institute. I started it in 2016 when I came back to Pakistan, and I realized that there was nothing here. Like I said, Pakistan, I mean, it's a country of 220 million people, and can you? It beggars belief that there isn't a single creative writing program in this country. We do not have any degrees, and we do have a few courses here and there, but they're not mainstream courses as such. So the Writing Institute is literally one of a kind thing in Pakistan, and we've been in operation since 2016, and we recently celebrated 10,000 students. So if anyone tells you that there is no talent in Pakistan or there are no writers in Pakistan, then you can just tell them that 10,000 people have taken courses at the Writing Institute alone. I mean, it is true that we also cater to foreign students, but still, the lion's share of our students comes from Pakistan. My one piece of advice to any student, any of my students, would be that read. Unless you're a reader, you cannot be a writer. So read as much as you can, as read anything you can get your hands on. You don't have to be picky and choosy about what you want to read. I mean, sure, if you feel like that, then sure. But I think reading is key because you learn so much. Like they say, when you're a doctor, that practice makes you perfect. You have to practice in order to be a qualified doctor, in order to be a good doctor. Similarly, reading is kind of like practical experience for writing. So unless you're a reader, you can't really be a writer. So that's my one piece of advice for writers or anyone out there who wants to write a book.
How do you find marketing your books? How do you use social media?
Marketing my books. This is a very interesting one because in Pakistan, not everyone, but a significant majority of people seem to think that authors who promote their work or who market their work are self-absorbed, pompous, arrogant. I don't agree with this. If you've poured your blood, sweat, and tears into something, then you deserve, you sort of have the right to be able to promote it. And why shouldn't you? Why should the rules be different for authors? Why? So I just go ahead and promote as much as I can. I promote my books, I market my books. I use whatever influence I have to market my books through social media, through other contacts I may have. So I don't see anything wrong with that. Having said that, I do use social media to promote other authors as well and the publishing industry in general, because I feel that it is very important for us to support each other. This is a very cutthroat business. It's a very tough industry to be in. God knows there's no money in it anyway. So what's the harm in promoting and supporting others? Try to buy as many books as I can and make sure that I properly support everyone. And that's how I use my social media platforms as well. If you follow me on social media, you'll know. So that's my perspective on this.
If you could go back in time and give yourself one piece of writing advice, what would it be?
That piece of advice would be to not wait around for a deal to happen. I think I wasted a lot of years of my life waiting for a deal, waiting for an agent to sign me, waiting for the deal to come in. And now I realized that I should have been spending that time building a platform, building a proper platform on social media, everywhere else, like networking and all of that. And I could have just self-published. Honestly, if it's not happening, then go ahead and self-publish. I mean, build a platform. It's very important to build a platform though, because you need to be able to know how to market your books. Otherwise, you're just throwing it in the in a black hole. So, but yeah, that would be my advice to myself, that don't be afraid and just go ahead and put your books out there yourself. If it's not happening, then there is no harm in doing that. So yeah, that would be my advice to myself. I don't know about anyone else. It's my advice to myself.
What are you excited for next?
What am I excited for next? I'm very excited about my next book that's coming out with Orenda in 2023. So I can't tell you a lot about it, but it's very different from No Honor, and it's very different from In the Company of Strangers as well. But there will be some, you will be able to tell that this is a Awais Khan book. So hopefully, I hope that you'll enjoy it. I'm also excited about a young adult trilogy that I've written under a different name. So that's very exciting. So it's not under my name, but let's see where things go with that. So yeah, so and then I'm also excited about visiting the UK again. That's always something that I'm very excited about. And thank you so much for having me today. It was so nice to do this interview, and thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Writing Room podcast. To see more interviews like this, please follow the podcast on your preferred streaming service, and you can join our community Facebook page at The Writing Room or by using the link in the description below.